This is track two of the Skills for Wellness CD, Mindfulness Meditation and Loving Kindness. So you can sit either in a chair or on the floor cross-legged. If you're sitting in a chair, you could put your feet flat on the floor and rest your hands gently on your thighs or knees. Then you want to probably scooch up a little in the chair and arch your lower back a bit, put your bum towards the back of the chair and lean forward a little bit with your back so you're not resting against the back of the chair, but you're sitting with your own upright spine in the chair. And once you have an erect spine, maybe lifting in the chest a little bit, then allow your skeleton to support you like the structure of a building, so that you can really relax the muscles of your spine and your shoulders, and just let your structure hold you up. Really feel the weight of your body in the seat, and relax any tension in your thighs and your calves and your legs. You might even want to just tuck your chin in a little bit, so that the back of your neck is long and as if you're being pulled from the very top of your head by a string, lifting up into the sky. So with mindfulness meditation, we have three basic parts. We have the body and your posture and your sense of body. And then we have the breath and your mind. So begin by being mindful of your body and your posture and your sense of being here in an upright and dignified posture. Really connected to the earth, grounded, present in the here and now. Then you can bring your mindful attention to the experience of your breath. Not particularly manipulating the breath, just being present with each breath. You might work with a slight belly breathing, opening up the belly and the lower part of the body on the in-breath. Relax and let go with the out-breath. And as you breathe out, you can have a sense of your attention dissolving out with the breath, letting go as you breathe out. Really paying attention to each breath as you expand with the in-breath and relax and let go with the out-breath. And then noticing your mind, thoughts arise naturally. Just be mindful of the thoughts that arise in your mind. If you notice that you lose contact with your breath and your body, and you start entertaining your thoughts or getting lost in the commentary on the thoughts that arise, bring your attention gently back to the breath and let go with the out-breath. Bringing yourself again and again back to this present moment, to the here and now. Relaxing into your being. once again, if your mind loses track of your breath, and you're off on a thought, not present in your body and present with your breath, if you like, you can even label that thinking. Say to yourself, thinking, and then bring your attention gently back to the breath. Let go with the out-breath and be present. Good. So you can practice mindfulness, probably on your own as well. And anytime we do the loving kindness meditation, we always like to sandwich it between periods of basic mindfulness meditation. Shamatha, it's called creating peace. So working with your breath to bring yourself completely present. Your next out-breath, completely let go and allow yourself to open out into the space. From that open and spaciousness, you can gently bring your attention into your heart. If you like, you can close your eyes. Really tune into that area in the center of your chest. Tune into that good heart that shines forth, recognizing that you have an unconditional goodness that resides in the region of your heart, the center of your chest. If you like, for a moment, you could just put a gentle smile on your lips. Just gently lift the corners of your mouth into a gentle smile. And see how that affects your body and your energy. And then bring that smile into your heart, as if you could smile in your heart. And as you do, you begin to radiate the light of loving kindness from your heart. And it begins to flood all the cells of your body and all the parts of your being. As if this light were to say, I love and accept myself exactly as I am in this moment. And the light radiates outward, shining like a star or like the sun rising in the morning, radiating in all directions. Loving yourself exactly as you are. Your emotional self, your physical self, your mental and spiritual self. Bringing it all together in this moment, synchronizing your being in this radiant light from your heart that shines through every part of your body, through every hair pore, originating in your good human heart, shining like a light outward. And you can begin to coordinate that with the experience of your breath. So if you have any physical discomfort, you might just notice that. And then as you breathe in, breathe that discomfort right in to the shining light of your heart, and then radiate out relief, relaxing the tension, easing the pain, intending to heal yourself and to soften the discomfort. Merely a gentle intention. Breathing in the discomfort, not being shy of it, bringing your attention right into the nature of that discomfort, and then breathing out, intention to find relief. Loving and being kind to yourself. Likewise, in your emotional being, if you've had feelings in the last day or so, maybe feeling angry or upset or sad, just acknowledge that feeling that's been flowing through your being. And just breathe that feeling in, just as it is, either in just in this moment or maybe a feeling that you've had recently. Draw it into your good heart, and then shine forth a sense of openness and spaciousness that allows that feeling to find its own resolution. Whatever feelings you have, you can find space for them in the radiant loving kindness of your good heart. Whatever feelings arise, you can hold them with the loving kindness. And you can be aware of them in the breath, tasting them, holding them, feeling them completely. We don't need to be afraid of what we're feeling. Breathe it right in, fully embody it, and then allow yourself to open to it with spaciousness and loving kindness in the radiant light of your heart. If your body needs healing in any way, or your emotional self, you can just intend that healing. Make that little prayer to yourself. May I find relief. May I open to my true calling. And learn to work with my energy with loving kindness. Whether it's anxiety, frustration, stress, whatever it might be, you can open up to those feelings and allow yourself to be present to them with a loving kindness from your heart. And you can even scan into your past, any time when you were perhaps shocked or hurt, some time of upset, of intense emotion, and just draw that former aspect of yourself in that kind of timeless realm of your mind, draw that gently into your heart. Perhaps when you were a child, perhaps in the last number of years, whatever comes into your mind, that's fine, it's appropriate. Draw it into your heart, acknowledging the truth of the experience, and then sending relief to that part of yourself that needs the healing. that needs the relief. Sending loving kindness and acceptance as you breathe out to all parts of your being, past, present, and future. With loving kindness, we begin with ourselves, establishing a good foundation, filling ourselves up with love, so that then that love can spill over to others. Only when we are filled with ourselves with love can we truly give outward. So as you continue to work with yourself, you can begin to expand this light of loving kindness out in all directions. And you can allow your mind to gently contemplate people that you know. You may start with those that you love, those who warm your heart by merely thinking of them, and awaken the compassion in your heart. Feel it through your whole body. If someone you know and you love is perhaps suffering or experiencing difficulty, physical illness or emotional difficulty, relationships or life troubles, simply draw in with the in-breath the experience of pain and discomfort and breathe out loving kindness, just as you have done for yourself. Extend yourself to others and begin to give them relief and gently draw their discomfort fearlessly into your heart, knowing that with the goodness of your heart, you can immediately turn it around, and as if burning it up in the sun of your heart, you radiate out the energy of loving kindness, peace and contentment. May the problems of this person be resolved. May they find peace and comfort. May their pain be diminished. Allowing your mind to think of those that you love, perhaps moving from one to another. And if you know the circumstances in their life, if you know of their troubles and their emotional struggles, gently draw those into your heart, knowing that you can transform them in an instant in the radiant energy of your heart and give back relief, give back loving kindness, give back whatever is appropriate for their journey in life. May they find relief. May they find their true calling. Working with your loving kindness, extending in all directions. You can begin to even extend to those that you don't know, to people that you feel neutral about, wherever they may be. People you pass in the street, people at work, acquaintances, and people beyond your awareness, out into the world, wherever they are. Like a star, like the sun, you radiate your loving kindness in all directions, without judgment, without leaving anyone out. Drawing in the troubles and the difficulty fearlessly into your heart, giving back radiant loving kindness. With each breath, engendering your compassion, your empathy, your connection, and your wish and your prayer for people to find the relief from suffering, to find relief from their emotional turmoil, from their physical illness, from the restrictive circumstances in their lives. And as you continue to extend in all directions, you may think for a moment of those people, difficult relationships, places where you have tension, conflict. Simply draw in the conflict itself. The opinions that you hold, the opinions the other person holds, the solidity of those opinions. Dissolve them in your heart and give back loving kindness, aspiring to find resolution, a synthesis of higher wisdom that resolves the conflict. Difficult relationships, people who push your buttons, draw in your version, their version, the relationship in between the two of you into your heart. Dissolve and radiate out resolution. Resolve the conflict. Allow the conflict to find its higher resolution in peace, friendship, connection. Acknowledging that this may take time and not forcing it, but merely with each breath, creating that intention. Whatever situations become difficult, may they find resolution at a higher level of synthesis. And in the same way, you can begin to radiate out to conflicts wherever they occur in the world, between all peoples. The aggression, the hatred, all comes from confusion. Draw that confusion and ignorance in with the in-breath and radiate out loving kindness, resolution, and peace as you breathe out. Extending your loving kindness out into a kind of universal space, including all beings. Whatever kinds of suffering exist, extending out to the edges of the universe. Perhaps thinking of children in Africa, many people dying of AIDS, orphans, children in war-torn countries, in Iraq, Afghanistan, countries in Africa. Children victimized by the sex trade in Asia. All people everywhere. Simply breathing in, acknowledging their suffering, and breathing out the wish for them to experience peace and release from their suffering. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free from suffering. Knowing that you can practice compassion simply by breathing, connecting with your heart, developing confidence in that process. having a sense that it spreads everywhere in a universal space. And then you can relax. Let go of your active contemplation of loving kindness and simply come back to your basic mindfulness practice, being present in your body, feeling the weight of your body, your shoulders, relax. Let go with the out-breath and be present. And as you close out your meditation, you can dedicate the merit of your good practice to all beings everywhere. May they be free of suffering. May they experience freedom and wisdom and compassion. Remembering that you can connect this experience of loving kindness and the radiance of compassion any time in your life, in your work, in your family, throughout your day.